Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, another big week for Commerce. The Tool Design Group folks will be back starting today, and they were here in July for the better part of a week, and they come back now for a second set of meetings.
That is right, and there are two opportunities for public input to these meetings. One is Wednesday afternoon from 3:30 to 6:30. This is just an open session to where anyone can walk in and look at what they're doing. They'll be doing design work and ask questions and interact with them. And then Thursday evening at 6:30 at the First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall will be their final meeting, and we hope everyone can come and enjoy what they have to present.
And so Thursday evening, will they be presenting more or less their final plan?
Yes, they will.
So that'll be exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah. What would be, from what has already been discussed, what are one or two things that would be the most, represent the biggest change, that would be maybe to you the most exciting and would represent something that's different?
Well, the first impression to our city would change significantly with alterations to Highway 24 between Culver and Live Oak, and then all of Culver, actually from near the high school all the way out to the middle school and elementary schools. The streets would change significantly, and this would be done in conjunction with TxDOT. And we would be working politically to get those things funded, but we'd have a lot of outside help.
And they would be much more pedestrian friendly. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Not only pedestrian, but bicycle friendly and safe. That's the idea, is to make our entire town safe for walking and bicycling.
Mm-hmm. So rather than this, for in particular for Highway 24, rather than that being basically a four-lane highway for fast flow through, it would be more like
it would be a beautiful treed boulevard that would be invitational for further investigation in our town. The traffic would be slowed down by having a roundabout at each of the intersections of 24 and Live Oak and 24 and Culver. And a roundabout is a way to slow traffic down and to make it safer at the intersection. But the result would be a lower speed limit between those two major streets and safer for east-west traffic, both bicycles and walking.
We're talking with the Mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. We're talking about the revitalization plan, if you will, that is being developed by the Tool Design Group that did so much great work in Sulphur Springs, you may be familiar with. Now, as far as paying for this, there's something called tax increment financing that you all are discussing. I gather that the City Council would have to approve this.
Yes, the City Council would designate an area within our city, and it would likely be right there at the downtown area, where the taxes would be set at a base rate, which they currently are, and a number of years would be established that this tax increment financing would occur. And what happens as people remodel and upgrade their properties, the taxable value of that property goes up. And above the base rate, the tax money that's received would be put into a separate account and actually spent on the project of revitalizing the area. I know that's a little bit confusing, but if you look up tax increment financing, you will learn that the result is a tax increment.
Oh, it's called a reinvestment zone.
Reinvestment zone, a TERS. So the result of TIF financing is a TERS.
So the idea is, and correct me if I misstate this, but the idea is that essentially the improvements pay for themselves over time.
Absolutely. The improvements due to the redirection of tax money to the actual project improve the value, and then all the taxing entities have a net gain at the end of the period.
So there's some other things. There's some development proposed for south of the campus and some specific things in downtown we're not going to get to this time anyway, but people can come to the meetings this week and learn more about that. So after this week, what happens?
Well, the first thing that's going to happen, we do have a grant from TxDOT through the North Texas Council of Governments for sidewalk improvement on the south side of Live Oak, and that'll start pretty quickly as soon as we get it engineered according to the plan.
And this is going to now take, it's not going to take place over a weekend. It's going to take place over a number of years.
We're looking at what happened in Sulphur Springs took 10 years from the time they finally got their plan completed till they started financing it and started working on it. So we're looking 15 to 20 years.
Right. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you so much.
The Mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams, just starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.